There's been so much change on the offensive line. Are you just used to that now?
You know, I wouldn't say used to it, but, you know, it's, we're trying to find the right five guys that, you know, work together best. And, you know, that's a hard thing. And we're really young and, you know, I'm young myself and, you know, it's bad when, you know, I'm one of the veteran guys in the group and I've, you know, not had many starts at all, but, you know, we're getting there. I think in the second half we communicated better and, you know, we started, you know, I think we got better in the second half, but, you know, we can't come out and do what we did the first half.
Do you feel like, in terms of the ability to communicate, that you are better this week than last where there were some breakdowns?
Yeah, I think so. I think, communication, you know, was better this week and, you know, I think we did a good job making the calls and Boenko did a good job, you know, starting everything off. You know, we just got to do more. We got to finish. We got to be more relentless as an offensive line. And, you know, it all starts with us and we got to take that and, you know, put the offense on our back a little bit and, you know, get things going.
How different was the offense with Blake out there in the second half? How does that change your approach?
You know, it's the same thing for all of us. You know, no matter what quarterback we're blocking for, we're still, you know, trying to, you know, do the same thing. You know, we're focusing on our own job. You know, Blake did a great job coming in there and making some plays, but, you know, we didn't help Chad out at all in the first half. And, you know, we gotta do better for, you know, both guys.
Going back to it this week, same approach as you've had the last couple of weeks, or do you see something different in the meeting room or on the practice field? I mean, is there anything you can do to shake up what's become a bad routine?
You know, this week in practice, I think we, you know, we stepped it up a little bit, and I think we did a better job focusing on finishing and finishing blocks and, you know, the small things, but we just got to keep taking, you know, keeps taking steps forward and keeps taking steps up, you know, do a better job of that every single week. And, you know, we're not even close to where we need to be, but, you know, we just got to keep getting better every week. And, you know, I think that's the most important thing, just get better from last week.
This room is filled with top competitors, professional athletes. How difficult is it to take small steps instead of big steps?
You know, it's hard. It's, you know, all these guys, you know, probably, you know, used to being, you know, one of the best players and all that kind of stuff coming out of college. And, you know, at this level, everyone's at that high level. So, you know, the steps you take aren't big steps. You just got to be, you know, it's a process and you just got to take small steps and just keep taking those small steps. You know, I can't go out there and be perfect, on Wednesday in practice or next week in the game, but I got to keep taking a step forward and, you know, keep working on the small things and the details and the technique, and that's the best thing I can do.